ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 द स्टेटस क्वो चैप्टर 28 लॉर्ड कपिलस इंस्ट्रक्शंस ऑन द एक्सिक्यूशन ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस पार्ट 4 वर्सेस 20 थ्रू 33 कपिलस योगा सूत्रस पार्ट 2 Kapila Dev continued instructing his mother, Devahuti. In fixing one's mind on the eternal form of the Lord, the yogi should not take a collective view of all the limbs, but should fix the mind on each individual limb of the Lord. The devotee should first concentrate one's mind on the Lord's lotus feet, which are adorned with the marks of a thunderbolt, as well as ankusha, a goad or rod for driving elephants, dvaja, a banner, and saroruha, a lotus. The splendor of the beautiful ruby nails on the Lord's lotus feet resembles the orbit of the moon and dispels the thick gloom in one's heart. The blessed Lord Shiva becomes all the more blessed by bearing on his head the holy waters of Sarit Pravara, the Ganga, which has as its source in the water that washed the Lord's lotus feet. The Lord's feet act like thunderbolts hurled to shatter the mountain of sin stored in the mind of the meditating devotee. One should therefore meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord for a long time. The yogi should fix in one's heart the activities of Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, who is worshipped by all demigods and is the mother of the supreme person within the universe, Lord Brahma. Lakshmiji can always be found massaging the legs and thighs of the transcendental Lord, very carefully serving him in this way. Next, the yogi should fix one's mind in meditation on the thighs of the personality of Godhead, which is Oja Nidhi, the storehouse of all energy. The Lord's thighs are whitish blue, like the luster of the linseed flower, and they appear most graceful when the Lord is carried on the shoulders of Suparna, Garuda. Also, the yogi should contemplate the Lord's rounded hips, which are encircled by a girdle which rests on the exquisite yellow silken cloth that extends down to the Lord's ankles. The yogi should then meditate on the Lord's moon-like navel, which is in the center of his abdomen. From his navel, which is the foundation of the entire universe, sprang the lotus stem containing all the different planetary systems. This lotus is the residence of Brahmaji, the first created being. In the same way, the yogi should concentrate one's mind on the Lord's nipples, which resemble a pair of harit mani, most exquisite emeralds, and which appear whitish because of the rays of the milk-white pearl necklaces adorning the chest of the Lord. The yogi should then meditate on the chest of Rishabha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is the abode of Mahavibhute, Goddess Mahalakshmi. The Lord's chest is the source of all transcendental pleasure for the mind and full satisfaction for the eyes. The yogi should then imprint on one's mind the neck of the personality of Godhead, who is adored by the entire universe. The neck of the Lord serves to enhance the beauty of the Kaustubha gem which hangs on his chest. The yogi should further meditate upon the Lord's four arms, which are the source of all the powers of the demigods who control the various functions of material nature. Then, the yogi should concentrate on the Lord's polished ornaments, which were burnished by Mount Mandara as it revolved. One should also duly contemplate Dasha Shata Aram, the Lord's discus, the Sudarshana Chakra, containing 1,000 spokes and a dazzling luster. And one should also contemplate the Lord's conch, which looks like a swan in his lotus-like palm. The yogi should meditate upon the Lord's club, which is named Kaumodaki and is very dear to him. This club smashes the demons, who are always inimical soldiers, and this club is smeared with their blood. One should also concentrate on the nice garland on the neck of the Lord, which is always surrounded by bumblebees with their nice buzzing sound. And one should meditate upon the pearl necklace on the Lord's neck, which is considered to represent the pure living entities who are always engaged in the Lord's service. The yogi should then meditate on the lotus-like countenance of the Lord, who, Grihita Murte, presents his different forms in this world out of compassion for the anxious devotees. The Lord's nose is prominent, and his crystal clear cheeks are illuminated by the oscillation of his glittering alligator-shaped earrings. Then the yogi meditates upon the beautiful face of the Lord, which is adorned with curly hair and decorated by lotus-like eyes and dancing eyebrows. A lotus, surrounded by swarming bees and a pair of swimming fish, would all be put to shame by its elegance. The yogis should contemplate with full devotion the compassionate glances frequently cast by the Lord's eyes, for they soothe the most fearful threefold agonies of his devotees. His glances, accompanied by loving smiles, are full of abundant grace. The yogi should similarly meditate upon the most benevolent smile of Lord Sri Hari, a smile which, for all those who bow to him, dries away Ashru Sagara, the ocean of tears caused by intense grief. The yogi should also meditate on the Lord's arched eyebrows, which are manifest by his internal potency in order to charm Makaradwaja, the sex god, for the good of the sages. And so, with devotion steeped in love and affection, the yogi should meditate within the core of one's heart upon the laughter of Lord Vishnu. For that laughter of Vishnu is so captivating that it can easily be meditated upon. For when the Supreme Lord is laughing, one can see his small teeth, which resemble jasmine buds rendered rosy by the splendor of his lips. Finally, once devoting the mind to this, the yogi should no longer desire to see anything else.